The Brexit factor, which everybody said wasn't an issue, proved to be an issue. So all those factors combined. But there's no criticism of Tanya Matthias, who was, very good MP, well liked. It didn't come down to the personalities in the end. Yeah.
With Labour sort of surging today, what does it mean for your plan of no coalition?
It's absolutely clear, and we're not budging from that. I don't know, you'll know better than I am what the aggregate numbers are, but we've said we're not going into coalition with either side, no pacts. Then we'll look at issues on their merits. But I think what is very clear is that, the major parties can't just shout at each other. Issues like Brexit are now going to require a fundamentally different approach. And accommodating many of the concerns the electorate had about the more extreme forms of Brexit. And a lot of other issues are going to have to be tackled in a more consensual way. I think we've all underestimated the force of the younger generation, really turned out massive numbers. Mr. Corbyn, to his credit, understood that, tapped into it. But it's a political fact of life.
What's your response to Nick Clegg closing his chapter?
Well, I'm very sorry. I mean, he is a good man, and he was particularly important because he was one of the people who understood the European process. I mean, he has enormous expertise, was giving good advice over the last 2 years, and certainly over the last year since the referendum, so he's a big loss. Yeah, and I've been there 2 years ago. I know how it feels. Yeah.
Did you think you'd be back so soon after losing your seat 2 years ago?
Sorry?
Did you ever imagine you'd be back so soon?
No, I didn't.